For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, email into the Equitable Bank inbox. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is from Ross, who is an Ohio State fan. Should be very, very excited about this upcoming year. He said,
Chip Kelly's no see there.
He said, come on, Gary. Go there with Raiola. Tell me what you think is going to happen when he is in the shoe against Jim Knowles' defense in October.
Ooh. I think you just
that is
did.
That's
ooh,
a lot. So
yeah.
I just need, I don't need a cape. Okay, I don't need a phone booth.
Yep.
I see 60% completion rate, 2-1 touchdown interception.
Which will seem Superman-esque based on what we've seen in the last decade.
I'm so excited for that. The Buckeyes will be absolutely jacked to go against him, given his history with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Why can't he be jacked to go against them?
Look,
that game's a long way away.
It is.
A lot of things can change between now and then.
There's
make that game meaningful, please.
Oh, no kidding.
Something in on the line.
Yes.
So it's not like, you know, the, what was it, 16, where Nebraska had that run unbeaten.
Yeah, 7-0 going to Wisconsin.
They go to Wisconsin.
Losing overtime.
Boom, and then the rails came off
and
that
then
season.
It was, ooh.
But they did go to a bowl game.
Ohio State. And then we all remember the following year in Lincoln.
Yeah. So there is a lot of discussion throughout the spring, and this will linger into the fall, about the running back room. I'm going to take the young kids aside and tell them a story about Wally Pipp and how we got to know Lou Gehrig.
Mm-hmm.
I think Emmett Johnson, Wally Pipp, the running back room.
I agree.
Also, my gosh, the kid makes a comment about Greg Sharp yesterday.
Yeah.
Give the guy a single-digit number right now just because of that.
Yeah.
So I think he is Wally Pipp the room. And it's going to be tough for some guys that got injured last year, that a guy got his opportunity and he has exploded on the scene. But the question keeps coming up about how do you fix the running back room. We've had a couple of emails and tweets this morning about Dylan Edwards and would Nebraska pursue him and what's their chances against Kansas State, who Avery Johnson and Edwards played together. What if I told you this? Because there's some angst about the running back room, but I'm mixed. Because maybe we look at running backs differently than college football is looking at running backs. But what if you fix the running back room at Nebraska just by better quarterback play and an offensive line and not by a body? Could you buy into that?
Yeah, I could. Yeah, 100% I could. Because of I think offensive line play, without question, is the catalyst. But the quarterback element of it, 100%. When you think of the ability to have a successful downfield passing attack, and hell, as we've talked about many times, just to be able to play basic pitch and catch. Ooh, almost said something else. But play basic pitch and catch on how you have to respect both elements of an offense. It's extremely a simple concept to grasp. Remember when we used to drool over balance? Oh, they're balanced. They can throw the ball effectively, and they can run the ball effectively. At least that's what they want to do. They want to be able to throw the ball and run the ball effectively. When you could actually throw the ball effectively, and yet you are an offense that still wants to have a Big Ten type of reputation of knowing that you can run the football successfully, how far that goes for you when you have competency, accuracy at quarterback. Then, oh my goodness, you can't load the box all the time. And you can't, no matter what type of skill set your running back has and the ability to make people miss, when you're trying to make people miss in the backfield to avoid a TFL as opposed to your secondary having to play honest, your linebackers having to play honest because they respect what you can also do in the passing game.
What if, so there are no running backs projected to be drafted tomorrow. in the NFL draft in the first round.
Mm-hmm. Never. This is going to be the first draft in history.
Seven rounds of the NFL draft and no running back goes. I'm sorry, guys. The profession just isn't for you.
It's a dying breed,
but,
man.
Well, I say, can you fix the running? If Nebraska needs to fix their running back room, and I'm not, okay, they need to go in the portal. I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it with better quarterback play, better offensive line play. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are long in the tooth at the offensive line, but there is the discussion of talent and experience. Can they ever match?
Yeah.
Is the importance of the running back. I wanted Quan Lacy. Man, I was giddy. I mean, I blew an 8-foot putt when that notification came because I was so excited. Now, I don't really need a notification to blow an 8-foot putt these days, but when it's Quan Lacy.
Yeah.
Decommitted, went to Mizzou. Emmett Johnson is probably not a guy that's going to be an all Big Ten guy. When I pick up Phil Steele, he's probably not going to have Emmett Johnson on the first team of the all Big Ten. But what if in the day of the running back, and even how college football looks at him, Emmett Johnson is the perfect running back? Just guy that can do it all, but not super flashy. No, I think this is a deeper discussion about the running back position and how Nebraska is looking at the running backs. And I'm gleaning a little bit of this from E.J. Barthel yesterday. He was trying to tell you without telling you. It was just my read on it.
I think that what we've heard even said earlier in spring of the amount of carries ideally you'd like to see from a group, not just from one guy, is to me is more of a college football thing. I think you just don't see the guys like Judkins from Ohio State. You think he's going to carry the ball 30 times a game? No, you're going to use him in spots, use him effectively. He'll probably have the majority of the carries out of anybody, but you're going to be able to have the type of running production that you're going to what now offense, modern college football offense and defenses dictate. But I think when you're focusing in on the things that Emmett Johnson does well and what we saw him do well, and now having another year of going into this spring with more reps, understanding what it takes with the amount of reps that he had, again, had to in a pinch because you had two running backs go out on the same weekend, that he handled all of that and he's prepared. So what level does he take that now? I thought that it was interesting, the question. Satterfield answered it definitively of what is going to be more important of between the run block, or I'm sorry, the pass blocking element compared to just your overall ability to run and be able to have vision and hit the holes. And Satterfield didn't even hesitate. Talked about the pass blocking part of it. I thought E.J. Barthel was more focused on the vision, eye level, and a lot of the technical parts of a running back. But in both occasions, they spoke very highly of Emmett Johnson when it comes to that. So you start thinking about the complete running back, not meaning it's a guy that, to your point, is going to be an all Big Ten guy, but a guy that's going to fit in perfectly, that is not only going to complement the quarterback play and the passing game, but in turn that is also going to complement what he's doing out there. Very little talk about Dante Dowdell, and that's fine. Very little talk about Quentin Ives. And then I think a lot of the conversation was more on, okay, Ramir Johnson is, for the most part, clear. They're just keeping him back a little bit. It just seems like Emmett Johnson, by every conversation, is their guy right now.
There were only 7 running backs last year in college football that averaged 20 or more carries a game.
That workload is not being demanded anymore.
Like Ollie Gordon, who led the country in rushing last year for Oklahoma State, 1,732 yards, carried the ball 20 times a game.
And to me that still seems, given his production, seems like it's a little bit low. But that's the workload, because then you're getting that secondary back.
So let's see what they do. But I think some guys got Wally pipped.
And good for Emmett Johnson.
Do you think what age group do you think where you hit the wall where you don't know what that reference is? 35, 30,
yeah,
40?
I'm going to say early, mid-30s. Yeah, I think that's a good cutoff of. I've heard it used. I don't know the context of it. I don't know about the Wally Pip. It's definitely something, I don't know, are we old heads? We're not 50 yet.
Well, I wasn't born in 23. So when Wally rolled his ankle.
I didn't see Wally Pip actually hurt himself and never come back into the struggle.
So there is a little of, people go back and forth. Was it because Wally Pip had an ankle injury or he had a headache and he asked out of the lineup? And that's when old Miller Huggins, who got a social media was around back in those days with Miller Huggins as the manager of the Yankees. Well, they would have just torched him. Then that's when Lou Gehrig, as a spry 21-year-old, on a Tuesday afternoon got the start. And Wally,
on Kids Day, too.
Wally Pip, who had played the big leagues for 15 years, was never to be heard again.
Can we now modernize it? Can we do more recent example? Could we do, maybe he got Drew Bledsoe'd?
That's true.
I mean, that's maybe a little bit
That's probably one of the most recent.
That started the Tom Brady era.
Where the door opened and Tom Brady came in and
Drew
Bledsoe was an afterthought.
Yep.
He wasn't a small dude either. I mean,
Drew Bledsoe doesn't sound as good as Wally Pipp. You got Wally Pipp. There's just something about that.
Yeah, except Wally Pipp's dead now and Drew Bledsoe's not. So I guess Drew has the last laugh.
Well, I would hope so.
Positivity.
Miller Huggins at 106 still alive? Still making out a lineup card while he watches the Yankees on Yes?
Could he manage the wondering, Astros?
And wondering where,
see ya!
And wondering where Bill White is? How come Bill White's not doing the game anymore?
Where's Scooter? I don't know who this John is.
Frankie Fiddler at the top of the hour. Just a heads up, I believe that we will be his wake-up call because he is in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hey, we're used to that with some
guests. It's 6:48 in Phoenix.
Oh. Does his phone work? Because if it does, I won't complain about anybody. So, good morning, Frankie.
It does work because he texted me at 12:13 this morning.
Yeah, then we're good.
It was only 10:13 his time.
Yeah, so he's good. A little traffic update. Don't mean to steal the thunder of Peter Mann, our traffic reporter. And this might be a little bit late, and I apologize.
Check out Channel 9.
We got backup here on Dodge.
Yep.
So there is a backup between 51st and about 53rd on Dodge. So you're going to want to slow down as you approach that intersection. But for everybody that is listening to us, give us a honk out there on the interstate. it has been described to me, Kellyanne on the scene. It's a brake tap dance eastbound on I-80 until 60th, and westbound is a parking lot from 60th to 480.
Love that description. A brake tap dance.
It sucks for people that have to be into work before 6. Mm-hmm. That traffic. Ooh.
All those people going to Werner Park right now.
I mean, I saw more bunnies on the road today sprinting back and forth from sidewalk to sidewalk than I saw actual cars.
Yep. I'm right there with you. A couple of bunnies and then then right as I get out of my neighborhood. There's always a couple. They must get out of
here. You're a bunny expert, right?
You take one home?
It must be getting a busy season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm seeing a lot of bunnies. Yeah. And it's like baby bunnies.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Congrats on the bunny sex.
Around this time a few years ago. Yeah, it is. This is a few years ago we had.
How do they know it's mating season?
I don't know. I think it's just the
they don't have like a watch or anything.
The weather. It just feels like this. Yeah.
The Supreme Commander Bunny sends a message.
When the weather gets nicer, it's time to get down. It's time to get down.
Really?
Yeah.
When was Reese born?
He was born in November. I'm sorry. Jesus. I'm sorry, buddy. October.
You're only off a month.
It was during football season.
Oh. No, he was a COVID baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We found out right before the week.
Ruins my...
It wasn't. You know what? It was pleasantly mild during that time, if I remember. It was a mild winter.
Oh, I bet it was there.
It's getting downtime.
I bet it was there at the Cottonwood Hotel. It's mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.